On Monday, June the 6th, I visited the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum. This was a former German Nazi concentration and extermination camp. All over the world, Auschwitz has become a symbol of terror, genocide, and the Holocaust. It was established by Germans in 1940 in the suburbs of Oświęcim, a Polish city. Its name later changed to Auschwitz. The direct reason for the establishment of the camp was the fact that mass arrests of Poles were increasing beyond the capacity of existing local prisons. The first transports of Poles reached KL Auschwitz on June the 14th in 1940. Initially, Auschwitz was to become one more concentration camp of the type that the Nazis had been setting up since the early 1930s. It functioned in this role through its existence, even when, beginning in 1942, it became the largest of the death camps. Prisoners held in the concentration camp died from being overworked, starvation, sadistic punishments, exhaustion from prolonged roll calls, torture, appalling living conditions, being used for medical experiments, or through arbitrary execution. Those too weak or sick to work were selected by the SS during roll calls and either sent to gas chambers or murdered with an injection of phenol. Until spring of 1943, almost every KL Auschwitz prisoner was photographed for identification. Later on, only German prisoners and occasionally prisoners of other nationalities were photographed. Jews brought in mass transport were not photographed. KL Auschwitz was the only Nazi camp where prisoners had their camp numbers tattooed. The reason for this was a huge mortality and difficulties to identify corpses. From autumn of 1941, Soviet prisoners of war, as well as other prisoner groups, were tattooed. From spring of 1943, the tattoo was used to mark all deportees. Constant starvation was one of the main factors in the degradation and extermination of prisoners. The daily food ration of each prisoner consisted of approximately 1,500 to 1,700 kilocalories. Most prisoners had to survive on these rations while working approximately 11 hours every day. Prisoners who could not find any additional sources of food usually died after just a few months of imprisonment in the camp. The Nazis deported about 212,000 children and young people to KL Auschwitz, including 216,000 Jewish children, 11,000 Roma Gypsy children, 3,000 Polish children, and 1,000 Slavic children of other nationalities. The majority of the Jewish children were forced into the gas chambers immediately after arrival. Altogether, about 220,000 children and young people of various nationalities were registered as prisoners of KL Auschwitz. On the 27th of January in 1945, Red Army soldiers liberated about 650 children and young people, of which 450 were under the age of 15 in the camp. Auschwitz was the largest Nazi German concentration camp and death camp. In the years of 1940 to 1945, the Nazis deported at least 1,300,000 people to Auschwitz. Of those, 1,100,000 were Jews, 140,000 to 150,000 were Poles, 23,000 were Roma Gypsies, 15,000 were Soviet prisoners of war, and 25,000 were prisoners from other ethnic groups. 1,100,000 of these people died in Auschwitz. Approximately 90% of the victims were Jews. The SS murdered the majority of them in gas chambers. Transports with Jews deported to Auschwitz arrived at the special railway ramp at Birkenau. At this unloading ramp, women and children were separated from men. SS doctors carried out a selection, those who were considered fit for work and directed them to the camp. This amounted to about 25% of the arrivals. The remainder were led to gas chambers. The Germans isolated all the camps and subcamps from the outside world and surrounded them with barbed wire fencing. All contact with the outside world was forbidden. The local population, the Poles and Jews living near the newly founded camp, were evicted in 1940 to 1941. Approximately 1,000 of their homes were demolished. Other buildings were assigned to officers and non-commissioned officers from the camp, who sometimes came here with their whole families. The pre-war industrial facilities in the zone taken over by the Germans were expanded in some cases and in others demolished to make way for new plants associated with the military requirements. The camp administration used the zone around the camp for auxiliary camp technical support, workshops, storage, offices, and barracks for the SS. The Auschwitz Memorial is more than extensive grounds and original camp blocks, barracks, and guard towers. It is also tens of thousands of objects of a special nature, special meaning, and special symbolism. Above all, it is the personal possessions brought by deportees and found at the site after liberation. They make up a unique collection of items connected with the suffering of the people deported to Auschwitz to be killed immediately and with those forced into slave labor by the Germans. It is also objects connected with the life prisoners in the camp, which bear testimony not only to the primitive living and the hygiene conditions and starvation, but also with attempts to preserve humanity beyond the barbed wire of Auschwitz. The museum collections also contain objects connected with the SS garrison, the perpetrators of the crime. The nature of the collections include about 110,000 shoes, about 3,800 suitcases, 2,100 of which bear the names of the owners, over 12,000 kitchen utensils, 387 striped camp garments, and about 4,500 works of art, including about 2,000 of which were made by prisoners. Personal possessions of the deportees. These are in particular personal possessions brought by deportees and found in the camp after the liberation. They constitute a unique collection of items connected with the suffering of the people. In the vast majority, Jews deported to Auschwitz by the Germans to be killed immediately, as well as those forced to slave labor. These are thousands of items of everyday use, such as kitchen utensils, shoes, eyeglasses, shoe polish containers, brushes, or combs. They bear witness not only to the scale of plunder carried out by the German Nazis, but also to the suffering and death of their owners. Suitcases with names, birth dates, transport numbers, and addresses have important documentary value and are often the only proof that a given person was deported to Auschwitz. The museum collections include also the evidence of the crimes directly connected by the extermination of Jews conducted in the camp by German Nazis. These are among other Zyklon B cans, which contain the gas used as a killing tool in the gas chambers, as well as the remains of crematoria and gas chambers, which were not destroyed during the evacuation of the camp. The collections include the items connected with the perpetrators of the crime, the SS garrison. These are, among others, helmets and guard boots. These are also instruments used by the SS to inflict misery on the prisoners, whips and clubs used for beating. I'd like to mention that I was deeply moved by my visit to the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum on Monday, June the 6th. I'd like to now share a few quotes. "Never again. Remembering is the key to our future. Forgetting will destroy us as a nation. We must never let this happen again, or the generations to come will be marching for us." This was on display, and this was a quote shared by Mara Divinsky. The next quote that I'd like to share consists of the following. I felt a deep sense of loss in Poland, a loss of humanity for the sacredness of life. My faith in the human race was deteriorated a little more with each death camp we visited, but my deep sense of loss was accompanied by something greater, something that restored my faith. It was accompanied by hope, which I found in my fellow participants. Each of my companions has a gift of giving me the ability to attempt to make a difference. The camp Auschwitz-Birkenau, that was once run by savage murderers, was now overcome by people who condemned all acts of evil. This gave me hope that one day we shall overcome. I hope that it does the same for you. This was a quote on display which was shared by Trisha Lynn Cowie, participant of the March of Remembrance and Hope. I'd like to point out that the universal goals of the March of the Living consists of the following: to tell the story, to pay tribute, to recognize, to honor, to never allow, to inspire, and to enter history. I would like to deeply thank my grandmother, Urszula Malinowska, Pani Jola, and Pan Maciek from Poland, for providing me with an opportunity to spend the past month in Poland. This is where I visited the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum, Oskar Schindler's factory, Gestapo cells, and I was provided with many opportunities to visit and explore the beauty of Poland. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.